Is it going now?
Yeah.
This sounds was recorded on the 21st of December 1962, Medium Wesley Flint.
Okay.
Have you got a temporary stop on that? You haven't, have you?
No.
A pity, because that would be a help. Fudging a Christmas tree behind. Saturday after Christmas.
Is it?
Next Saturday.
Seeing you when I come.
See
me?
Yes. And a soft soap, he said.
It isn't
not
soft
me you're keen to see.
It's
me.
Just been mere curiosity.
Not me you're keen to see, I'll bet. It's your boyfriend.
Oh, is it?
And your mum?
Oh, yes.
And all those cats you had?
That's right.
All those cats you had. Well,
there's about eight of those, I think.
You're okay, sure, aren't you, Glenn?
I know I am, but I can't help it.
How are you getting on, mate?
I'm all right. A lot better than I was.
Well, was your sister well?
That's a little while ago, I wasn't. No. I'm better now. Do you have any celebrations on your side at Christmas?
No, nothing like you have, but it's different. You sort of treat it as an holiday and a sort of time to get down to eating and drinking.
Not everybody.
Well, you lot do.
Well, one thing, you're not rushing around trying to find cards for everybody, are you?
No, it isn't necessary, is it?
No.
Christmas is all sort of, I don't know, commercial, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, Mickey, because it's getting out of hand now. In the old days, you presents and things. Well, you gave a present because you wanted to and you felt it. Was all right, but now it involves that you lot of running out of one shop into another and you don't know what on earth to buy people, that really the spirit of it goes out of it a lot.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you very much.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I hope everything is going as you like.
Yes, very much.
Well, Septim Bouquet hasn't turned up.
Oh, don't start. There's still time before Christmas. And in any case, even if it does not come before Christmas, it will not be far behind it. I should be more than surprised if you don't have it very shortly. I was expecting you to have it by now. But don't blame me if sometimes we are a little bit out in a few weeks or so. Time is difficult for us to judge, you know. A promise is a promise. But if I'm a little out in the time, you must forgive me. After all, where is the spirit of Christmas?
Well, sorry, but sort of banking on it.
The spirit of Christmas. There is not very much spirit of Christmas in your world. Oh, perhaps I should not say that. There is great kindliness and great consideration among many people at this time, but the tragedy is it does not last. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Louis. I think you're quite right there about Christmas, because it does seem to last a few weeks, and after that it just goes again.
It is a great sadness that this wonderful spirit of Christmas does not last throughout the whole, every year. If it did, I think there would be many changes in the world for the better. There is so much sadness, so much unhappiness, so much that people could do to help one another. But sometimes you get this element of selfishness which, and greed, all the worser things. The world is full of tragedies. I'm so happy for Marie Elliott.
Yes.
That she has got settled at last with the little family. You know, as soon as it was possible, I tried to help her in that.
Yes, I know. She's very...
As soon as she has linked herself up with us in this way, more securely, it is easier for us to work and to help her. She's always been interested, of course, but latterly, since she has been coming to your meetings and she has been seeing the films again and she has found new friends, I think it has helped her tremendously. And that means that to some extent we can help her, because the link has been strengthened, you see.
I see.
I'm very pleased. I think she will be quite happy there for the time she has left.
Yes, she seems to be. She's moved into a new world. She, every little thing she does, she puts pleasure into it. I noticed that the last time I was there.
Good. This is what she has needed. Real affection and regard, you know, that everyone is now showing her. She is beginning, like we all begin, eventually, to see things a little differently. She is, well, I will not say anything more than the fact I'm very happy. What shall we talk about?
Well, I would rather like, you know, Lucilla's told me about, not me, but Rosie, about Jenny Wren. Well, he spoke of her husband. And also on Martha, do you happen to know who either of those two are? And if I know them, either by name on your side or this side?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I just wonder.
But that was your last incarnation in the 18th century. That is probably why you have always had an interest and a passion for the 18th century, because it is a link with the past of that era, you know, that time.
I just wondered that.
I have wished very much I could present you with something very nice for Christmas. I don't know what or how, but perhaps it will still come for you, a little present from me. Don't be surprised.
All right.
But I know that the best present that you could both have would be Musabakeha. But perhaps it will come for you. I still have hope. I don't want you to be too disappointed, you know, if it is a little while that you have to wait longer. But I have tried my best by impression and by, well, trying desperately to open up avenues, you know, which would make it possible. But I have faith that it will come.
Well, I'm not unduly disappointed, because after all, there are a lot of things that you can't control, and it will eventually come. I have faith in myself and you for that. So if we have to wait just a few weeks longer, or even months, well, it
as long as it is not years. I don't think it will be years. I think it will be just a matter of weeks, months on the outside. But yet still have the faith that it could still come very short, very quickly, you know.
Yes,
I'm glad you're going to have Christmas here.
So am I. It doesn't seem like Christmas anywhere else now, Rudy.
Oh, you have good friends. How is your friend Jessica?
Oh, well, she's very well, thank you.
Is that her name, Jessica?
Jessie.
Jessie. Well, she is a good soul.
Yes, I know. I met her somewhere before, in a little
Oh, I think it is more than possible that you have met her before, as indeed you have met many other people, but I don't necessarily know exactly where or when, although there is a possibility that eventually one may be able to discover certain things. Of course, certain things do stand out very strongly, but others are not so registered that one can reach them or understand. But I think that you must have had links with her before, somewhere in the dim past.
Well, I think so, because as soon as we met, we didn't know each other.
I'm very glad that you played the recording to Rosalind and Cicely.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would like them both very much to have a little knowledge, more knowledge of this truth. I think it could help them greatly. I would like very much to see changes for them, because it would be good, you know.
Yes. I think they're very interested in it, in a way.
I think they are interested, but they are a little nervous. I think that is because they realize that they are the sort of people, if they were to become interested, they would go into it very deeply, you know, they would dig deep, you know. It would become too strong for them. I think they are a little afraid of it, you know.
Oh, perhaps so. By the way, the lady in the flat below me, Betty, she's a terrible responsibility. I don't know where she seems to be very interested in this work and one thing and another, but I wonder if there's anything I can do to put her on the right track, because she's terribly upset about everything. She gets so nervous and crying. She was crying away last night to me. I wonder if there's something I could do.
I don't know that there is anything that you can do more than you are already doing. I think that she, in a sense, needs to help herself more than she does. I think that she does receive a great deal of help and encouragement from you. I think she appreciates it very much. In fact, she depends on you far too much. I think it is that she must learn that it is within herself to a great extent to help herself. She depends far too much on you, you know.
Yes, I know.
She is a neurotic, you know. She, I'm sorry for her very much so, but she has to try to change her whole outlook. Until she can change her whole outlook and feel and think differently, it will be very difficult for her, you know. She must do something for herself.
Yes, I realize that, but
what is she doing for Christmas?
Well, she's going down to see an aunt in Herne Bay. That's another responsibility, because the old lady, apparently, she's in bed most of the time, and the house is cold, and Betty's got a terrible cold, and she comes back shivering, and last time she came back, she was in bed 2 or 3 days with a dreadful cold, and she was crying at the idea of going down there. And
why does she go?
Well, she feels she has a duty and a conscience to this old lady.
Oh, I see.
You see.
But it doesn't sound as if she could be very much comfort to the old lady. She needs someone to comfort her, it seems.
Well, it would appear so.
I think she must have had a very unhappy life. But how much is her own fault? One cannot say, you know. With many things that happen in life, we do not always realize it, but sometimes we are indirectly and directly responsible. I think that she has to pull herself together to a great extent. As I say, it is a lot for her to do herself.
Yes.
Other people can help, but she must make the effort. I think she is allowing herself to get into a certain way of thinking and acting, and it's not good for her.
Yes.
What about her work? Does she not like her work?
Well, she never does any now.
She does not do anything.
No, she doesn't do anything at all.
That is bad. Well, why does she not throw herself into some voluntary service, help in some way? I think she would find great happiness and meet many people. It would be good for her if she did something, some work from charity, you know.
Yes, I think she's developing into a permanent invalid. That's the worry I have about.
So then what will happen?
I don't know, really.
She will have to go to hospital or something. It is a great tragedy. So many people allow themselves to develop and to go like that, you know.
Yes, I know.
And what more can you do? She will become a burden and responsibility on you if you're not careful.
Yes, I realize that.
It is very sad.
Every time I try to tell her to pull herself together, I feel as though I'm throwing cold water on her somehow, you know, rebuffing her.
Well, sometimes one has to be like that, unfortunately, because the more you help a person and prop them up, the worse it becomes.
I see.
Sometimes one has to be cruel to be kind, you know.
Yes, I know.
And it is not being cruel if you try to give person confidence to make them realize they have responsibilities to themselves and that they must help themselves more than they do. So many people, once they have got in the habit of falling back on other people, they get into that habit and they stay that way, you know, and then they're no good to themselves.
No.
I think you are wise to try to make her see that she has got to help herself more than she does. She is, I think she takes some drugs.
She does, that's another thing. She takes quite a lot.
That is very bad. Very bad indeed for her. I hope you will have a happy Christmas.
Yes.
I see no reason why you should not have. I'm sorry, but I'm surprised you're not going to show one of my films.
Oh,
well, not at Christmas, unless you have book here.
We should certainly show that.
Well, we shall see. What we shall see. I have faith that this will come, if not at Christmas itself, very much in the Christmas period. The new year is not far off, is it not? How soon it follows. A new year with new opportunities to serve and to work and to help, to do all the good that one may. I think you have plenty of opportunity in that respect, you know, to serve and to work. You know, you have always been a server, but that is a good thing. To give of oneself, to give in love and endeavor to assist and to help wherever it is possible, those who are less fortunate. I'm so pleased that you have taken so much interest in Marie. You know, she likes to become me now, but really, you know, with all due respect, I'm very fond of her, but she should not use the name Carmina. I don't, is it really her baptismal name?
It isn't.
No, I shouldn't think so. Is it? I don't know. I don't know.
I
but
no
somehow it is not the right name for her.
But
is it?
Doesn't feel like.
Well,
feel
it's
like
all
it.
Unimportant. What does it matter what a person calls themselves? It is what they are that matters. And in many ways, she is a very good person, and she has done a lot of good. And I appreciate everything she has achieved and done. Indeed, if it were not for the fact she has endeavored and done so much, perhaps she would not be in such a difficult position today. That is why I am particularly touched, and why I particularly am interested in her. I am sure she will be well cared for. We will do everything for her, as indeed I will do everything I can for you and for Leslie and for everybody. After all, you are all my friends. But I want you to realize and remember that the most important thing is service. It is nice when you gather together and you talk about me. I am very happy that you love that. My films and all that, but it is the feeling that one is serving and working, doing something of tangible value for humanity. That is the important thing. The opportunity to spread the truth, to give people insight into these truths which are universal truths, which are for all peoples, to be able to do the things of the Spirit, to do the things that are good. These are the things that matter. I wish you a very bon Natale, a very happy Christmas.
Thank you, Rudy, and I'll do all I can.
All my blessing to you.
Yes. Give my
and to you both.
Me.
She will perhaps try and speak to you a moment. She is here.
Oh,
goodbye.
Bye-bye, Rudy.
Just to wish you a happy Christmas and all my love from me and from all of us here. Be happy. Be happy.
Yes, darling.
Don't worry. Be happy, my dear. All my love and blessings.
Yes, all right, darling. I'll be happy. Thank you so much.
They're all very anxious that you should be happy. Yes, I see no reason why you shouldn't be. Why does no Jessie come to one of these do's? Isn't she interested?
Jessie? Well, she might be coming down for the new year, Mickey. I don't know.
Has she ever been to the seances?
She hasn't, no.
Well, is she sort of religious?
Well, she's religious in a sense. Well, I suppose she is. She belongs to the Scottish Orthodox Church. That's a real religion. But, no, Unitarian, I think. But she believes on about it, you know, on the fringe, if you understand what I mean. Anyway, when she does come down, I'm going to play some recordings, so we'll
see how it goes. Anyway, all my love and blessings, and I wish you a very happy Christmas, and keep your chin up, girl.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Mickey.
Bye-bye,
bye-bye,
Mickey.
I love all of you.
Oh, wouldn't it be marvellous if the postman brought a parcel containing a bouquet?
Oh, darling, do be quiet.
No, I've given up a ghost on that. I should think it's...